And so today, if you're going to go out and eat a bunch of fast food, and you say, well, Pastor Anderson, I can't afford to have my wife stay home and cook the bread. I can't afford to buy healthy food. I must go to McDonald's and get the 99 center because that's all I can afford. And I've heard people say things like this. And I heard a pastor say this. He was in a drive-thru of McDonald's and he pulled into McDonald's and he ordered the 99 center, some kind of a 99 cent cheeseburger. And they said, I'm sorry, we're out of that patty today. All we have is the quarter pounder. We're going to have to substitute the quarter pounder for the 99 center. Is that okay? And he said, is that okay? That's great. And he said, give me 20 of them in that case. And he got 20 of them and put them in the freezer. And that was just, and he said that was a blessing from God. That came from the other place, my friend. That did not come from God. And here's the thing. People think, oh, I'm saving money. I'm saving money when my wife goes out to work. And I'm saving money when I eat all these frozen cheapo dinners. And I'm saving money when I eat less produce and just go get Burger King and it's a 99 center. You know what? You're going to spend all of that money at the hospital and at the doctor. You're going to spend it all. That's why our country is going bankrupt today because of Medicare, Medicaid. Why? Because everybody's spending billions of dollars trying to fight illness and trying to fight sickness that has been brought on by an unhealthy sitting on the couch, sitting in front of the TV, stuffing your face with fast food and junk food lifestyle. That's why you're sick. That's why you're not healthy. And, you know, everybody who's an obese, unhealthy, you know, these are their favorite verses. These are their favorite verses. They say this, you know, every creature of God is good and nothing to be refused. If it be received with thanksgiving, it's sanctified by the word of God and prayer. Well, you better have the faith to move mountains, buddy, if that's your life verse. If you're going to have to pray that God is going to have to perform a miracle every time you drive through McDonald's. You know what I mean? And just completely change the molecular structure of that food. And I don't think it's going to happen. I mean, maybe you're a modern day Elijah that can pray that that food will totally be reconfigured on its way down your gullet. I don't think it's going to happen. And then here's their other favorite verse. Bodily exercise profiteth little. That's their other favorite verse. But here's the thing. And here's the thing, and I agree with that, because there are people who, man, they get so into fitness, and it's like that's all they're into, and they worship their bodies, and they, you know, they stare in a mirror with their pink tank top on, and yeah, you know, and they, but wait a minute, you got to understand, people in the Bible days, man, they worked a physical job. 90% of people were farmers back then. And if you look at the people in the Bible, they were physically strong men, and they're, you know, they're doing all these works. And they're lifting things and they're doing just a physical job. So I'm just telling you, your body was not designed to sit around all day. And if you have a job that sits you around all day, you do need to go out and get some exercise or you will get sick. You know, and you know, ideally, if you have a physical job, you're killing two birds with one stone by doing that physical job. And then that'll help keep you in shape and keep the blood flowing.